We go up. It's 37 minutes later. I spent 4 hours putting on the clothes. It still ain't got nowhere where you can ski, you understand? And now we get to a thing called Midway here. You're only halfway up this monstrosity, right? You think I'm going to ski Everest or something, you know, like this kind of thing. All right, I get off this thing, and there's a little thing you got to slide up a hill to get to the next lift. So somebody says to me, just edge your skis. I said, what's that? Just pull your, and I start to do the thing, and I keep sliding down hill against the shed. Somebody helps me along, you know, the whole thing. Finally, I get, you know, I get on the second chairlift. Well, there we go, kid. The two chairlift operators helped me, you know. They said, all right, let's get him, jerk. Put him on a chair. I'm going up again. It's getting higher. And somebody says, why don't you look down? Isn't it a beautiful view? Not me. Oh, not me. I'm not going to look down. Not me, boy. I'm, you know, eyes closed. And I finally get to the top of this mountain, you see. And now they don't tell you got to ski off. You got to be a skier to get off the chairlift, right? They don't tell me this. There's a little slope. Why do I am? Just a little. It's gentle. Now, the guy says, because I yelled from 80 feet away, I said, slow it down, I'm a beginner. I couldn't even cup my hands because I was scared. See, I couldn't let go. And so we get to this thing, and they don't slow it down. And just then, I get off the thing, so just stand up and stand up. Wham! The ski's up in the air. The whole thing, smash. Down a boat, one ski comes loose. Just hang up. And somebody goes by me and says, will you get that idiot out of the way? Trying to kill my wife or something, you moron. You know. I haven't even been skiing yet, you know. I haven't found the pleasure yet, you know. And already I'm a moron, an idiot, you know, all these things. The ski lift operator hates me, you know, this whole... I now get up to the top of the mountain, and I said, let's have some coffee. And I try to pull the same thing. He said, no. No, you got to start skiing. Here's a very gentle slope. Now, I had, because I have friends, like 8 instructors. In other words, if they've been skiing one day before you, they're an instructor, you see? That's true. Because, you know, people say, how many years have you been skiing? They say, 3 years. Now, 1 year is 2 weeks, so it's really 6 weeks. You know what I mean? Okay? That's it. They come on vacation. It's only 2 weeks, but they say, 3 years I've been skiing. You know, 2 weeks a year. Okay. But they're all instructors now because they heard. See, they spent the money. All right. So now you're up there, and then the guys, and now everybody's giving me directions, right? Assume the snow plow. I say, what's the snow plow? And a great simile, just look like you're sitting on a toilet. I make a small position. I try and look as authentic as possible, you understand, under the circumstances. There are women watching. And I'm guilty about the whole thing in the first place, you see. And so I assume this position, and he says, okay, now just push yourself a little. Now somebody else says to me, lean forward. Somebody else says, lean back. Somebody says, edge your ski. Somebody says, keep in front. The whole thing, my skis make a very holy cross, and down I go. I am the best left cheek skier you've ever seen. I do left cheek Christie, right cheek Christie. I fall so beautifully. I'm, you know, marvelous this way. They help me up again, and I don't want to be helped up, right? You want to lay there. Right? Please don't help me up, but courageously you say, thanks very much. You know. All right, you're standing up there again, and one ski, and all of a sudden you find yourself going downhill, and somebody says, edge him, and they're giving you instructions, lean on this one ski, bend your knees, don't forget to play all you want, knows how do I stop? That's all. That tree is coming at me, I ain't going at the tree.
How do you stop?
Nobody tells you this.
How do you stop?
No, nobody knows. You know, you gotta fall. I discovered this all by myself. Brilliant thinking, fall down. That's all you stop. You slide a little way, you're hurt, but it's okay. So while I fall up there, I'm lying there, see, and trying to look like it's a bad accident. You know? Right? And all of a sudden, like down over the hill comes God, huh? The ski instructor. Huh? And he's got his little flock behind him. And you want to know something? Skiing is the most fascistic, tyrannical sport in the world. This is the truth. Why? I'll explain it to you. There's no individuality. Simply because if a ski instructor told all his little... He said, go pee in the woods. They'd all go pee in the woods. Gotta do it before you ski. It's good for you. Okay, here's a cliff, number one off, number two off the cliff, number three off the cliff, number five, up there, killed 15 people today, they do it, you know. If he told a Texan tourist who came to the ski area to attack New Mexico, they'd all grab rifles and go. That's it. Anything he says, you do it, you know, doesn't matter. So, ski with one leg up in the air, it's good for you, you know. Now, I want to ask you, I don't know where you're from, I know where I'm from, but I will tell you this. Let's say that you saw, now just try and be objective about skiing if you can for an instant, 15 grown men standing on anything, right? 15 grown men all doing like this, you know, like shift hips, one, two, shift hip, three, four, one, two, three, four, one, two, three, four, one, two. In Chicago, in 5 minutes, they arrest them. You know? Not only that, they're wearing knickers, you know. Wearing knickers. That's enough to get arrested where I'm from. It's a German plot. Obviously, you know. Okay, so they're standing this whole thing, and of course, the reason I was lying there hoping to listen to the ski instructor is because, you know, I hope, like, they're paying $10 an hour. If I figured if I lay there, I could get maybe 50 cents worth of wisdom. Listen, turn up my hearing aid or something, you know, try and catch this beautiful pearl that this guy's got to offer. And you want to know something? I want to tell you, you know how to be a great ski instructor? Don't speak English. That's it. The more English you speak, the worse of a ski instructor you are, right? Because you look at the class, and if you say, everybody says, yeah.